If you keep James chapter 3 open there before you, boys and girls, I want to just point out a verse. It is the verse 4, where the apostle says, "Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member." So you can see here, children, that the Bible is drawing our attention to the ships. Behold the ships. And maybe in this lovely weather you've been down at the seaside, or maybe you've been near a great lake and you've been looking at the boats and you've seen the ships. Maybe some have been docked in the harbour, and maybe others have been sailing out along the shore, going out into the midst of the sea or in the midst of the lake. You wonder how the ships turn. They have to be able to turn, don't they? If they can't turn, they'll go into the rocks. They'll crash into the harbour wall when they're coming back into the dock again. So you have to be able to turn the ship and to turn the boat and to steer the boat. And you're able to steer the boat because of the helm. And that's referred to in the text. The ships, which though they are so great, they are turned about with a very small helm. Now that's like a steering wheel. There'd be different shapes and sizes and different boats and ships. But there it is, the captain of the ship, the one who's steering the ship, he'll work the handle, or he'll work the steering wheel. And that steering wheel or that handle is connected to a rudder. And the rudder is in the sea beneath the boat. You can't see it. As the handle turns, the rudder moves and it changes direction. And if you use the handle right, you can steer the ship right. And you can go on a good course. And you'll be kept safe and secure if you use that handle right. Now, if you use the handle wrong, if you're very foolish, and if you're very unwise, and you use it wrong, then you'll go the wrong direction. You'll crash into the rocks. You'll crash into the coast. And you'll crash into the harbour. And you'll do harm to yourself and to others. But you know, boys and girls, that your life is like a ship. Your life is like a boat on the sea of life. And you have to go the right direction. And you know, we have a little member. And this is what the Lord is drawing our attention to. The little member in our ship is our tongue. Just a small member. And God says it's like a little handle in our life. And our life goes through different storms, just like a boat goes through different storms. And you know, when a boat's going through storms, the helm's very hard to control, very hard to handle. It's more difficult then. Whenever we go through storms and problems, our little tongue is even more hard to handle then. We're more prone to use it wrongly even then in the storms and in the fierce trials. So it's particularly difficult and hard to control our tongue at times of trouble and times of opposition and times of strife and difficulty. It's just a tiny member. You know how important the tongue is. You know, if you didn't have a tongue, you couldn't speak. You might make strange sounds and grunts, but you could never form words. You could never talk. The tongue is so vital to be able to talk. And so we use our tongue like that helm. And can get us into great trouble if we use it wrong. It can bring us into great danger. It can cause us great harm if we use it wrong. And it can bring damage, much damage to ourselves and to other people's lives if we use that little tongue wrong. And so you can hurt others with it. You can hurt yourself with it as well. You can wound your conscience with it. It can cause a great crash in your life and a great crash in the lives of others if we use it wrongly. On the other hand, if we use it well, if we use it wisely, it will steer nicely through life. It will do us good. It will do others good as well. And we'll have a wonderful journey through life. And we'll eventually come in safely into the haven of rest. And so the talk about the ship here is referring us then to that little member. And the best way to steer through life with your tongue, boys and girls, and especially in the storms of life, the best way to handle your tongue is to use it in prayer. You never go wrong when you use that little member in prayer. And when you're using it in prayer, you're using it right. You're going the right direction. That's the best way to steer through the troubles and the difficulties. Not to curse God, not to blaspheme, not to be angry with angry words, not to tell lies, but to pray. To pray with your little tongue. So that's the best use amongst you today. I want you to learn that. And especially in the storms, James goes later on to say, is any among you afflicted? You're in the storms of life now. You're rowing your boat through that storm. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Let him pray. Use a hymn of prayer and call upon the Lord. So I hope you'll remember this, boys and girls, to be very wise with your tongue, to be kind with your tongue, and when you go through storms, to pray and call upon the Lord with your tongue.